Following a successful debut last year, Daleko Anishinaabek Family Care and Mizinagim Children's Foundation are teaming up once again for the Honoring Our Children Run. The run takes place at Boulevard Lake on Saturday, September 30th as part of the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. For us, it means a lot that we are able to provide this safe space and opportunity for our community to come together and learn about what this day is all about, said Natalie Pavela, who is the Director of Health and Wellness with Daleko. We are able to honor the children, the survivors of residential schools, the children that never made it home and their families who still live on in the community. The inaugural edition of the event saw nearly 800 runners participate, which came as a pleasant surprise to organizers. We were hoping for a couple of hundred participants for our first year, but we were overwhelmed by the amount of support that we got from the community, Pavela said. Pavela believes that the success of the event has to do with the message of bringing the community together and healing together by providing education around the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. As an Indigenous person, I often hear questions like, what can I do to learn more about what the day is about? What can I do to educate myself and my family? What can we do as a community? Pavela said. My dad went to a residential school, so I know from experience what it is like to live with the impacts of that traumatic history. Not everyone is quite prepared to hear about the dark history, but at the same time a lot are ready to learn about it, and that's something we saw last year. People from different backgrounds came out and they are starting to talk and starting to learn. We're hoping to see a good turnout again this year. All of the funds that are raised during the day will go to the Mizinagim Children's Foundation, which is a non-profit organization that is dedicated to supporting Indigenous children and their families. It helps the children and youth through different areas such as recreational, educational and cultural leadership, Pavela said. Registration for the event begins at 7:30 a.m. Saturday, with the 15-kilometer run starting at 8:40. A 10-kilometer and 5-kilometer run get underway at 8:55 and 9:10 respectively, with a kids' fun run slated for 10:30. The kids' run is new for this year and we are hoping that it brings more families out, Pavela said. For more information on the run, visit the event's website.